Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, incredibly healthy, and darn sexy people. Woo! It's Sunday. Let's go to church. Let's go to the Conscious Creation Church. I love it. I'm all over the board with you today about little bits and pieces that I want to talk to you about. I want to, again, talk about the core belief, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. It came up so much for people that are doing the Gratitude of Self-Love program. And why is this important in self-love? Okay, if you don't know what you want, then you can't clearly state what you want, and the universe can't get the message, and then you start blaming your inadequacy in creating what you want, which leads to loving yourself less. It's incredibly important to know what you want so that you can then bring yourself into harmony with what you want and send that signal out to the universe so the universe can play with you and start correcting the desires of your heart. The channel also wanted me to remind everybody, you finally have to really get and accept, experience that you are, I am, the power that chooses love and joy. I am the power. I am the love. I am the joy. I am the choice. And therefore, my heart is open to all that I want to create. So let's all just take a moment and claim that now. Okay, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. And my heart is open, baby cakes. Yeah. Now I could feel the shift just from the people on the call. So imagine if we all live there 24/7, how much we're going to affect all energy that we are connected with. The other thing, I was doing a women's meeting over Zoom with a friend yesterday, and they speak the creation process with a lot more religion-based terminology than we use, and I felt myself trying to explain to them and therefore discovering it really in myself in the moment that I have never felt closer to God since I've started loving me. And it was quite an emotional realization that Okay, if you don't like the word God, the one energy, the ultimate truth, the creation force, the force, whatever you want to call it, guys, that the one energy that everything is created from. I experience that when I truly experience loving myself. And it's euphoric and it's blissful. And I really want you guys to come along with the trip. How can we love as greatly and in the expanded way that we are choosing to experience without loving ourselves first? It's, you know, it's the cornerstone of most of the work that I teach. But I want you all to know that if you really want to connect to the one divine mind of everything, connect with the love for yourself, because you will experience being loved, having love, being the love, and the greatest experience that you've ever had of love. It's exciting. It's overwhelming sometimes. The bliss and the expansion that I feel. And then the world, you see, gets to show up in a consistently more expanded, loving way for you. So every day, let's get up and go, today, I choose to love me more. I choose to experience my love for myself and allow that to expand out into the experience of loving everything. That's where we all want to be. That's what all this hoopla in the world and in America that's going on, that's really what it's about, is I don't feel like I can love me because of you. I don't feel like I can love me because of definitions I've accepted. I don't believe I can love me because I believe you're more powerful than me. You don't need anything or anybody, including yourself, prove to you that you have the right to love yourself. And there is nobody and no thing that can keep you from doing it unless it's you. So we're going to balance all of this, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. So it is. Woohoo! If you want to talk to the channel today, press 1 now. If you've already done it, don't do it again. I'll lose you. The discounted privates end today. So if you still have a desire to book any time throughout the rest of this year for a discounted private, you need to handle that today. And I'm so excited that a week from next Wednesday is our next webinar with Masami. Masami's coming back. And I don't know about you guys. You know, we talked about this last week. I'm overwhelmed with all the information about health and wellness and blah, blah, and you have to do this. And I mean, it's the biggest industry in America, probably the world, but certainly in America. So Masami's going to come on and go, I know the question I'm going to ask her. What's the one thing you can use for belly bloating? That's what I'm going to ask her. One thing. So we narrow it down to the simplest thing we can start with, because there's a lot of us that can't afford $300 in vitamins and stuff, right? So there's going to be a lot of other information around health and wellness come out during this webinar, because I'm getting ready to, I'm creating right now, well, they keep giving me the word summit. I don't really understand that, but a lot of people who do all these affiliates call them summits. So that's the word they keep giving me, but it's all on health and wellness. I am determined to experience in this lifetime the self-healing of ourselves. Now, I've already had experiences of that. I told you about the whole heart thing when I took myself into Compassion and they could not even find what they had found on the other tests after that test. I want you to create this clear intention with me that this summit that I'm creating for us, is going to lead us to the formula. And if we abide by the formula, we can heal ourselves. We know it in pretty much every other area. Money, relationships, you know. But when it comes to our body, we just defer, quote unquote, the experts, right? All right, we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of this. We are divine love. I can't go to the calls. Dang it. What do I need to do? Hold on. Sheets, book, song. I need a song from the first caller. Okay. It's a new one. All right. Bridget in Colorado, give me a song. Bridget, are you there?
Yep, now I am.
Okay.
What popped in when you said that was, "Oh, what a beautiful morning," Oklahoma.
Yep, I sing it every day when Free and I go on our gratitude walk. Oh, I'm a little Broadway baby wannabe.
Yep.
Okay, so, yeah, that's funny because when I get up in the morning, I let Freedom out of her, well, we call it her house, it's her cage, and she comes out and we do the downward dog together, and then we cuddle, and I ask her if she had good doggy dreams, and then I say, "Freedom, today is a great day. So let's just all come together and know that we are directing and claiming what a beautiful morning to be alive this is. Oh, what a beautiful." See, that's part of self-love, guys, is giving yourself that experience that you want. So it is. All righty, now I can, all right, well, it's a good thing since I still have you on here. Okay, Miss Bridget, what can we help you with?
So I have learned recently I need a hip replacement, and things are flowing, and I still have some fear. So I just want to see if there's anything else I need to be in alignment about to go through this easily, successfully, have all the help I need, and get through it quickly.
Okay. So the highest word is alignment.
Okay.
Direct your body to continually adjust and align. I just had a very good friend. As a matter of fact, they're in rehab right now from their hip replacement. They have not had one issue. They were in fear, and so I worked with them, tried to, you know, help them stay balanced. But the direction of alignment, hold on, they're showing me somebody, you know, when somebody has a leg that's shorter than the other leg and they kind of limp when they walk to that side?
Yep.
That's what they're showing me. Do you have any of that?
Sometimes, yeah. It's like things twerk around in my body, and I definitely feel like that, and it's pronated towards the inside.
Okay. So that's kind of what exacerbated all this. You want to add the word consistently. You are in alignment and balance consistently.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's the consistently that's the important word there. Hold on, anything I'm not getting? Is there anything in her way of a joyful, easy recovery? No. The only thing that the channel is saying is, if you're feeling fear, acknowledge the fear and then consciously go to your love and go to your love place and go, I'm choosing to feel this instead.
Thank you.
And yeah. This is a match to this easy surgery. All my angels come forward in embodiment and out of embodiment to fly me through this. Okay? Keep saying what you want, Bridget.
Okay.
And bring your focus back to that from your fear. Okay?
Thank you so much, Dee.
Yep.
Appreciate you. Love you. Bye.
Love you too, sweetheart. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Brenda in Florida, you be on.
Hey, I'm so excited that I'm on the call.
Well, me too. Welcome. What can we answer for you?
Thank you. Well, I've been doing a lot of reflection during this great reset, and I've gotten really clear about what I want, but I'm having some challenges with being patient.
Okay, well, patient is another word for waiting.
Uh-huh.
So when I say you're actively creating this thing that you want, I get a no. So knowing what you want is the first step. The second step, connecting it with no agenda. I want everybody to hear that, no agenda. But you are connecting what you want with your love place so that your brain goes, oh, that feels like love. That is love. We want to help her create that. And then how it's created is not really up to you. Now, you may be presented opportunities that you have to move on, which you have to take action around. But guys, taking action before you are in alignment and harmony, which means connecting it to your love place, just for the sake of the bliss of feeling the love around it. If you take action without doing that first, a lot of your action is watered down, if received at all. Because most of us are trying to create things from forcing them or from thinking, oh gosh, if I'm lucky, it's going to happen. So go ahead.
So, kind of a second part to that then, because I've been looking for work for quite some time now. And I
didn't know, so let's stop there. Let's stop there. What part of you doesn't want to go to work?
having to report to other people.
Okay, you got to get in harmony with that before you attract a job that you're going to be happy with. That's exactly what they're talking about. This is a great example, Brenda. Thank you. Thank you for being our teacher here today. So Brenda has to know that she is the power that is creating beautiful, harmonious people to work with, that everybody comes together and respects and honors each other and works with each other in the highest way for the happiness of everybody concerned. Mm-hmm. Because in the past, you've had some shitty experiences, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so that's what you don't want. And that helps you know what you do want. But now you got to direct it and connect that to your love place. You see all these people in an office and you walk in and they go, oh, we're so glad you're here. We love creating with you. Come on in. We're one big family. Start seeing it that way.
Bring it.
Huh?
Bring it.
Well, you create it, and they'll come.
Okay.
See, there's a little bit of doubt in that, okay? That ain't going to get you what you want. It's what Nike says, just do it.
Right.
Just do it, believe it, it'll come. Everybody should watch Field of Dreams again, because they really got it right. Build it, and they will come. But you have
Thank
to have
so
the
much.
Faith in yourself, Brenda, to build it. Okay? You bet, baby.
I understand that. All right. Thank you so much.
We're tweaking today. Janet in California, you're on. What's up?
Good morning, dear. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you.
Good for you. I've been doing the gratitude of self-love. Now, I've not been perfect at it, but what revelation kind of come to me yesterday was the fact that choice is paramount. You get to choose, you know. It's
if you
it's
got
quite
nothing
remarkable.
Out of this program than that, you got $1 million worth, because that's
well,
what the creation process is about. You got to choose
yes.
first.
Yes.
See, and if you're not choosing to do each day, then that you get to look at your inconsistency in choosing
Absolutely.
Self-love for yourself.
Yep.
I just wanted to share that.
I just,
well, thank
like
you,
I said,
Janet.
It was
that
remarkable.
Is,
it's like, I get to choose. So
yeah, that is huge, baby. That is a huge aha. And I sure am glad you got it in our program. Good for you.
Yeah.
Now,
thank you,
choose,
dear, very, very much.
Choose to finish out all the rest of the days, okay?
I will.
All
I
right.
Will.
All right, baby. Yeah.
Thank you, honey. Bye.
Well, that is exciting to me. Choice. You are always a choice. In every minute of your life, nobody or nothing can take your choice away. Pat in Connecticut. What's up?
Hi. The information keeps getting deeper. Now the question is, was I sexually abused?
Pat, why is this so important to you?
Because I'm trying to heal.
Why do you have to know that to heal? You see, you don't. Before we explore this, I just want everybody to hear this. You don't have, let me tell you, there are things that happened to us in past lives that we're never going to know. But we know in this life what's not showing up for us the way we want it to show up. So what you want to work on is self-respect and knowing that you are honored and respected and taken care of in this world. That's what you want to focus on, Pat.
All right. So then I have another question. You told me a couple of weeks ago that I need to be on medication. I do not want to be on prescription, and it doesn't work for me, so I'm trying to find an alternative. So that's the point of my question is I'm really trying to find something to help me with the clinical depression so I can get out of this and work better with everything I'm trying to work with, meaning all these exercises. I'm not working well with any of the exercises because I'm so low, and prescription medication doesn't work, so I'm sort of self-prescribing with tinctures and stuff.
So, okay, well, Pat, let me show you how. This is beautiful, so I hope everybody's listening. You're saying you're depressed and you don't want to be depressed. So you want to be happy. Your focus on whether you are sexually abused or not will not allow you to move into the state of being happy. Keep you in the state of being depressed. So right now, the best medicine that you have is your choice of changing your thoughts and your focus.
That's a new focus.
Well,
that's just
why
something
is it
that's
new? If you've been working on this and trying to find something to heal your depression, the opposite of depression is being happy.
Now, the most important thing is that you confirmed, which I honestly didn't want to hear, was that I needed medication. And
yeah.
And I don't want to do prescription. I've done that for years, and it doesn't work. It's even been confirmed by my doctor that prescription meds don't work. So I'm trying to find alternatives. That's more important than sexually abused.
Okay, and I'm telling you, Pat, that it, you understand the premise that the belief comes first, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you have a belief that nothing works.
Well, it's experience.
But honey, everybody listen. It's experience because you had the belief first.
No. I've had DNA testing. Would you listen to me, Dee?
Yes,
I will. Thank you. After years of being on medication, I went and had DNA testing. And what's come up is, for me, taking medication, I'm so sensitive, I end up reacting. What is 10 milligrams for one person is 40 milligrams for me. So what that means is what side effects are for one person is four times for me.
I understand.
So it's been extremely difficult for me to handle prescription meds or anything even. So I
all right, so let's ask why, Pat. Let's just get to the root of why none of these medications work for you. Because I know from my work that there is always a belief underneath. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
The Night Watcher.
What, darling?
The Night Watcher.
The Night Watcher. And what's that about?
It's kind of bizarre about two people that, end up in kind of a masochistic sexual relationship.
Okay. That's what you're doing with yourself. What does your mom have to do with this? And it actually started at the moment of conception. So what? Tell me about your mom when you were little.
Just really, well, she was very depressed and withholding with me and really kind of bizarre. In hindsight, what I've learned about her, she was very unhappy with her marriage. In hindsight, I've learned that my husband, gosh, that's weird. I don't know what was going on with her, but she withheld from me, but it was a real puzzle too. I mean, she was
okay, Pat.
Yeah.
I don't want you to withhold your love from you anymore.
Okay.
You see, I know your mental mind wants to argue with this and look for something outside of yourself, which Masami, I would go to Masami for this if this were a question in my life. I would contact her and ask her opinion naturally, what she, because she does a whole body scan when she works with you and a brain scan remotely. But I'm telling you, if we have the belief that you, like you created at conception, I'm not wanted, I'm not loved, the person who is my first God doesn't even want to bond with me and take time with me, why would you think that you are worthy of doing that with yourself?
Yeah.
So, baby, that's where I would start, is how much can Pat love Pat now?
It's
for
very
no
hard.
Reason. Well, it's not very hard, Pat, unless you keep saying it's very hard. And then your brain and your energy can't help you find the way. Do you have a love place?
Well, I do that, and I do the exercises, but I wonder how much I'm really reaching it.
You wonder what?
I do that, and I do, you know, my love place is going there with my dogs,
uh-huh.
You know, and I wonder how much I reach it, you know, I.
Okay, so let me tell you what you just said. So I'm choosing to do it, and as soon as I do it, I doubt myself. Just like I doubted myself at conception. Gosh, should I really be born here? I'm not going to be loved when I'm born. So should I really see this through? And I bet if you look at most of your life, you see that pattern, sweetheart. And I'm here to tell you, you are worth it. You are literally a piece of God.
I do see the pattern. When I do the exercises, I feel it, and then it's gone. So
well,
then I
keep
think,
doing the exercises until
okay.
You are automatically able to just go back in there.
Okay.
And that's what loving yourself feels like. And that's what allowing the world to love you feels like. That's what you want to connect. Not for any reason, just for the freedom. All right, sweetheart, you can do
thank
this,
you.
Pat. Keep checking
thank
in.
You, yeah,
you can
thank
do
you,
it.
Dee.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dee.
I know that when we live our experiences from our past belief systems, guys, it does absolutely look like, well, I have so much experience to back this up, this has to be the truth. Remember that the belief always, always comes first. Pat in Kansas City, you're on.
Hey, Dee, this is
Hi,
Pat
Annie.
In Kansas City. I've been listening to your podcast for a long time and
thank
thought
you.
I'd just call in because I used to go to church with your mother.
Oh, did
here.
You now? St.
Yeah.
Maxine, they're calling her up there, I'm sure.
Yeah, she's listening to you right now going, what a good job you're doing.
Yeah,
helping
she
these people.
Is. Yes, uh-huh. She is. And if
yeah,
you knew my mommy was the embodiment of love.
Yes,
she loved
was.
And
she
helped.
Such a,
yeah. Thank
she
you.
She was such a sweet lady.
Thank you, Pat. What can we answer for you?
Yeah, my mom and her brother, they haven't been getting along because of what's going on with the government. And I'm going, should I get involved or?
No. No, you just focus on creating you and being the example. And the best answer to give both sides is, if it resonates with love, it's good. See, there's nothing to argue with about that. Don't get into the politics. Just keep it in. Look, you know, as long as both sides are resonating with love and teaching love and acting love, then I'm good with it. They can't argue that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's a big Trump supporter and she's not.
Yeah, and they can't hear each other. That's the big challenge right now, is that people on opposite sides can't even sit down at a table and talk to each other about it. It's almost like they're being threatened that they're going to lose their identity. And one thing that you can do, Pat, is to go to your love place and connect with their energy and just go, I love you, to both of them, and I support you. I allow you to create your own life, and I just encourage you to be love. I see you as love. Be love. That's the highest way you can serve anybody right now, guys. Whether you can talk to them or not. Okay, Pat?
Yeah.
Because if you talk to their energy gets it, baby. And then their energy can remind their subconscious and bring it to their conscious mind and make them be more aware of it. All right?
Yeah. I just want to see them, like, have their relationship get ruined over politics.
Okay, but that's focusing on what you don't want, see? Focus on them. Focus on them having a harmonious relationship. Focus on them being able to discuss and accept each other. That's what you want. So that's what you take to your love place. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank
you. Should I ask my dad how they're doing, or?
Well, sure. Just don't get into politics with him.
Okay.
Just if he brings it up, go, you know, Dad, if you want to talk about love, I'm all here for you, but I ain't doing politics. I just called to tell you I love you and see how you're doing.
Okay.
Don't engage with the other stuff. It's a no-win journey right now, Pat. And the person that is liable to be taken down is you. And it ain't worth it. Your job is just to do stuff that makes you love yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Thank you. Okay, we are going to Donna in New Jersey.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, baby cakes.
Hey. So this program today is amazing, and it really speaks into what kind of a level of the onion that I went to as they're starting what came up for me, and I think I've been doing the work, and the level of fear came up this morning as I start to expand my boundaries with the virus and go back in the world. And so what came up for me in a very heavy way was, okay, you say you're the creator of you and you can create health and wellness, but what if you're wrong? And that came at such a deep level of, like, that would crush everything you know and everything that you're working for.
Yeah, and I think you just verbally stated so well where most of us are at. I mean,
I think so. I felt like I needed to say this today for all of us.
Yeah, we have not built up the awareness and the knowing that we could, for example, walk into a lab with a lot of live culture that had been broken and be so affirmed in health and wellness that it would not affect us. And that's
correct.
Basically what you're talking about going back out. I
correct.
Can tell you, hold on, everybody's balanced, anybody switch? Okay, this is a true statement, yes. I can tell you that they're opening things up too early for the greater health of everybody.
Mm.
I have tested that many times in different ways. That's the right question. Yes. Now, if we are in charge of our own health and if we create our own health and wellness, oftentimes that comes down to the choices that we make. I'm not going to shoot heroin
right.
if I want to be in control of my own health and wellness. Going back into restaurants and shopping and all that stuff is a choice. And it's really no different than the choice of heroin. So if you truly know that and know within every inch of you that you are not attracting any of the virus to you, then you won't. But when I say there's anybody that knows that, I get a no.
Right.
So therein lies our challenge around how do we create our knowing that we are health and wellness. Now, a lot of us are close, but there's still that, oh my God, it's an unknown, so I don't know.
Right.
And the unknown is us. The unknown is our God power, our force power, our creative force power that we have that creates health and wellness. And we have to build up, just like immunity, we have to build up that belief system because we are coming from a belief system that says you have absolutely no control and you have to give it all away to somebody else or you're not taken care of.
Right.
Okay. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, certainly. It comes back to choice. And
well, it comes back to choice and knowing.
Right.
So if you're going to choose to go back out, do it safely. Right now, because we have been, our subconscious has been taught, you're not safe without a mask. Now, there are people that are going out without a mask. Very few of them actually know they're okay without it. They're just going, screw it, I'm not going to wear it.
Right.
That's why you're seeing all the spikes. So it's obvious that we have the proof that reopening up everything, which, yeah, sure, financially we need to do, but it ain't going to do us much good if we're all sick or dying.
Right.
You've got to take
right.
the precautions, and you got to absolutely direct your day and your body. And today, I am health and wellness.
Right, and focus on that, not what
that's
could
right.
happen if I, exactly.
That's right.
Yep. You know, getting about that from the beginning. Just focus on what you want, not what you
that's
know
right.
So,
that's
yeah,
right,
I mean,
because that's
yeah.
what your brain thinks, and whatever brain pictures your brain has, you will attract to you.
Exactly. So it's really
okay.
staying out of that fear. Thank you so
yep,
much.
Yep, you bet.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
Take care.
Really good
day.
Question. I love that all these things are coming up as I'm creating this new program. It just says to me, yep, See, that's why we need it. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you
so much. Good morning.
It has been very interesting, and it keeps reminding me that we need to look at it as if it's a school, and that we're not yet mastering, and that every day is learning more, and we're being tested as we go on, as in every grade level.
Well, I would like to tweak that a little bit, Maria.
Okay.
I would like everybody to know that you are there.
Okay.
And what we're doing is mining all the belief systems and automatic reactions that continue to not allow us to experience that we're there. Because you've always been there. From the moment of conception and before you ever had a body, you were there. Energy is always in the exploration of learning about itself. You've always been there. What we want is to consciously choose the belief systems and the thoughts and the feelings that support what our energy shows up as. Because the energy is going to show up. That's all there is energy. So you can direct it consciously, unconsciously, positively or negatively, or anywhere in between. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
When you actually embrace and live that 24/7, guys, you will see the life you want.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. My question is regarding the throat issue. I'm trying to get to my live place. That's not working. And so
No, I'm not going to let you get away with that, Maria. Anybody, see, guys, this is exactly the way that we get in our way of knowing that we're there. It's not working. I'm afraid I don't know how. This doesn't work for me. I've tried everything. That's got to tell you there is a core belief in there that until you get to it, nothing's going to work. So what is your love place, Maria?
Flowers.
Pick another one.
Been going through different things in my head, just happy experiences I've had or things I'm grateful for. The stimulus check that I got, just trying to remember my childhood and what I used to do. That's all I got.
Okay. Any of those will work.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow yourself to move into the experience. But there's a big fear of you allowing yourself to experience love. It started with your mom. What does your mom have to do with it when you were a little girl? Did she withhold love from you? What did she model or teach you about love?
It's kind of everybody in my family, but...
Okay, what did you learn about...
I don't know. I think that she's kind of closed off. Like, she showed love through doing for you rather than having a conversation and telling you.
Okay, so you're talking about connection, that there wasn't a connection to love. So I want you to start with your breathing exercise and your direction in the morning. I am the connection to love. I am the connection to love. Because, guys, you can't depend on the outside world to give you that experience unless you are creating within you first. then the universe can come in and match it.
Okay.
All right.
What do I do with all the anger I have towards Medi-Cal and everyone involved? And
you go to your love place and focus on that.
Okay.
You see, again, that's a representation of people not loving and respecting and coming through for Maria.
Yeah.
So you've got to start seeing the world, which is a choice, as a world that comes through for you, baby. And that comes from, I love myself so much, how can the world not come through for me?
Mm.
Okay? It all goes together. All
Could
right,
you
sweetheart.
Possibly
Thank
tell
you.
Me really quick why my calcium levels are high?
Why don't you email me, because I've really got to get to another caller here, Maria. Okay, email me and I'll see what I can answer for you. All right, Robin in California, you be up.
Hi, Dee, how are you today?
Good, darling.
Good. Boy, all the questions on this webinar, or no webinar. This
feels
like
it,
webinar.
Doesn't it?
It does feel like a webinar, because I recognize that my questions are around the same thing, that there's this deep feeling of dread. I've drawn a new business partnership to me, and I find myself being in so much distrust or dread when I think about it, and yet my higher self, when I go to my love place, says it's the right thing.
Well, that's the right question. Is this the right thing for everybody's highest good and happiness? And yeah, you're just afraid of your power, Robin.
You're afraid
of the power that you're walking into. So why is power a negative thing for you? What's the first thing that comes up when I ask you that?
Oh, I'm going to be killed or humiliated or publicly flogged.
All right. So can you connect power through divine love? Do you trust that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So direct that.
That's the human dread, the human fear. Just cuts it off at the knees, but I can put it back.
Well, you can redirect it. And go, there's nothing to dread, because I'm directing all my power to be through divine love. The more powerful I become, the more loving and giving I have the opportunity to be in the world. You cannot misuse your power. And if it's directed through divine love, no other power can use you. But like any business relationship, you make sure you get everything in writing. Have a lawyer draw it up. I mean, guys, that's just common sense in the world we live in.
Like
finding a good doctor. State Farm is there. they're showing me those silly commercials that they do. But that's the way it works then. What you focus on is what you get, baby. So I'd start focusing.
And that's me honoring my,
Well, loving and honoring yourself, so that you, part of that is knowing that you see a world and attract a world that loves and honors you also.
Yeah.
Got it?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Thank you.
Get busy, woman.
Hey, yes, ma'am.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe this show is over already. Guys, I was running through everybody as fast as I can, but I couldn't get to everybody today. I'm so sorry. But I am checking in with the channel that everybody got the answer that you were needing today. You just have to apply it to your own question now. So, again, the discounted private's in today if you want to sign up for them anytime the rest of the year. Our next webinar with Masami is a week from Wednesday night, Be there, be square, baby. Let's all claim I absolutely know what I want and I love myself enough to create it with me and the universe right now. And I'm falling in love with me so I can be closer to the one energy. Say it with me. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.